Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So the 9/11 first responders bill passed the House but failed on the Senate floor last week. It's up for another vote as its own bill today. And take a listen. I mean, when Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, Jon Stewart of The Daily Show, and Shepard Smith of Fox News are all agreeing and agreeing passionately, you know something's up.
Caring for the men and women who rushed to our defense on that dark day and in the days that followed is nothing less than a national duty.
This is an outrageous abdication of our responsibility to those who were most heroic on 9/11.
He is the man who is vowing to slow this down or block it, so that the necessary funding for the illnesses of the first responders who made it to Ground Zero to try to save lives on the day that America changed, remember? This is the senator who is vowing to block it.
Just who is Shepard Smith, Jon Stewart, and Mayor Michael Bloomberg talking about in the Senate? This Darth Vader in Congress holding up aid for 9/11? Well, it's the Oklahoma Republican Senator Tom Coburn.
This bill hadn't even been through a committee. We haven't had the debate in our committee on this bill to know if it is the best thing to do. We haven't had the testimony to know whether. This is a bill that's been drawn up and forced through Congress at the end of the year on a basis to solve a problem that we didn't have time to solve and we didn't get done.
Joining us now is Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, is Coburn's political instincts a little questionable here, or does he have a point?
Well, John, good morning. This is the kind of delay that Tom Coburn is famous for. He likes regular order, especially when we're going to spend $6.2 or $6.5 billion on what he calls a new entitlement. Often, Tom Coburn, you know, can rely on Fox News to back him up. But didn't LBJ in the Vietnam War say, if I've lost Walter Cronkite, I've lost the nation? Tom Coburn might be saying the same thing about Fox News right now.
He's lost Shep and Todd's
He's lost Shep and Fox News. That's right. Well, this bill, I'll tell you quickly, is up for another vote in the Senate, as you mentioned. It's a different version from what passed the House before. So the House was supposed to leave for the year last night. Democratic leader Steny Hoyer is holding the House over for an extra day to wait for this bill to pass, to try to pass it tonight. That's all pressure on Coburn to relent.
All right, well, we're going to talk about that pressure in just a moment. But joining us now is Kenny Sprecht, a retired firefighter with the FDNY Ladder Company 133 and a 9/11 first responder. Kenny, what's your reaction to everything that's going on in Congress? And what do you think, at the very least, first responders need in this environment?
What we need. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
We're running out of time. Today is the absolute last day that the Senate can take this bill up and return it back to the House. I applaud Steny Hoyer for holding the House, or as much as the House, as willing to stay back. I applaud him for keeping them in business one more day. However, should Senator Coburn from Oklahoma move to have any procedural politics played today, then for all intents and purposes, the bill's dead because we're going to run out of time. So I certainly hope that Senator Coburn relents. He's a little misinformed when he states that the bill has not seen any committees. As a matter of fact, the committee that Senator Coburn is on held hearings in August with Tom Harkin from Iowa and Mike Enzi from Wyoming. It's also had 22 hearings in the House of Representatives. So we're looking at a bill that's been heard at least 23 times.
Wow. So why would he say that?
I think he's either misinformed or he's fear-mongering.
Well, Kenny, you're sounding like a congressional analyst at this point, but your passions here relate to your own personal story. I mean, what sorts of health problems have you accrued since your experience at 9/11?
At 37 years old, I was diagnosed with cancer. I've been diagnosed with asthma, and probably the worst of it all, if you can believe that something's worse than cancer, is my gastroesophageal reflux disorder, also known as GERD. It's absolutely ruined my life. Unfortunately, I have to plan very carefully where I go and at the times I go, because unfortunately, the need for a bathroom to be readily available seems to have taken priority in my life, and that's unfortunate. I've grown old before my time, and like I said, there's times that I'm out at dinner with my family that I have to overpay the check because I can't get in touch with the waiter or the waitress, and I have to get out of there immediately. And then it leads to obviously some level of embarrassment also.
Well, I can hear that in your voice. Todd Zwillick, what is the relief for people like Kenny, and what would this bill actually provide that are uncovered health benefits for first responders at this point?
Well, this really depends on whether people who responded on 9/11 and in the cleanup at Ground Zero are covered by their own health insurance. A lot of firefighters, cops are covered by pretty good unionized and health insurance, but there were a lot of construction workers, a lot of volunteers, and a lot of folks who have retired after the fact who are no longer covered. This bill would cover medical services for particulate inhalation, illnesses that are deemed to be related to standing on the pile or clearing away junk at Ground Zero, and also ongoing health monitoring of people who have these symptoms in an ongoing basis to try to determine if any more illnesses are connected to Ground Zero. The difficulty here, of course, is somebody like Kenny or somebody else can develop cancer. How do you prove that that cancer is necessarily a result of being on the pile? That's difficult to prove in a scientific way, and that's something that gets people like Tom Coburn a little bit troubled, because there's no it's difficult to prove and then spend the money on those illnesses when it's taxpayer money.
The bill is named after one of the victims, right?
Yeah, a cop. Zadroga was a NYPD cop. He was from New Jersey, died on 9/11. The bill's named after him.
Kenny Sprecht, where do we go from here? Take us out.
Hopefully, like I said today, Senator Coburn from Oklahoma relents. Hopefully he understands that the committee hearings, they've been in place. Hopefully he understands that American politics should not get in the way of American life. And by this time tomorrow, I hope that we'll be receiving news that the House of Representatives is ready to vote on it, and everybody can head out for the holiday season, knowing that they've done the right thing.
Well, there's a sentiment to be kept in our hearts for this weekend. Kenny Sprecht, retired firefighter with FDNY, Ladder Company 133, and a 9/11 first responder. He sure made John Stewart mad as hell.
And me too. Yeah. Thank you, Kenny.